Today's special guest is Lord Blackwell, one of our country's most experienced and distinguished career diplomats. Welcome.
It's my pleasure.
Our audience will be most interested in learning about a career in the Foreign Service. However, before we talk about that, I'd like to ask you about the current developments hitting the news today regarding the Republic of Winopia. What can you tell us?
I'm afraid I don't know much beyond what we've all seen on the news. It looks like the government of Winopia seems to be undergoing some sort of crisis of legitimacy, and an interim administration has been transitionally established until a head of state is agreed on. But my career work has mostly focused around the continental spheres of Europe and the Americas, and thus I've never been involved with Winopian relations. It's for this reason that I don't know anything on this matter beyond what we can all read in the newspapers.
Oh, I see.
Nevertheless, be rest assured that our export envoys at our consulate there will be closely monitoring the situation, and I expect our bilateral relations with that country will not be affected.
So, how does one get a career in foreign relations?
There are many different paths one can take. All diplomats have their own story. But in my case, I got a degree in electrical engineering, followed by 6 years service in the Air Force. Then I went to law school, and upon obtaining a degree in international law, I joined the diplomatic corps, where I've been for 22 years.
What would you say are the key skills one needs for the job?
There are so many. Being a hard worker and good student is important. You never stop learning. In addition, a diplomat needs to be very articulate in their discourse and rhetoric. Whether it is diffusing tension or enacting policy, people and communication skills are vital.